Yes. First and foremost, I just say that you just remind you of you to put yourself aside, except if you are expecting a call from Christian. Otherwise, questions which we asked, all the answers that we got, so many people didn't give exactly what we expected. So many. All the answers in one book, only one place. But so many devotees, they were giving philosophy. Exactly for the purpose. Yeah. That is the sign that we are not reading the purpose carefully. So let us read before we meet. Read every day. Read the verse, read the purpose. And take note of what you have seen in the purpose. For example, you should look at 14, it's what they are reading. When they're reading, look at 14. One, look at the philosophy, the proper use in the purpose. The philosophy in the purpose. The story. Story. Prophet gave me the prophet. Three. Analogy. 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 For example, prophet gave a paddy field. It's an example, an analogy. Similarity. Similarity. If you can find the same verse, the same sentiment in other books like Bhagavatam, Mental Devotion, Mental Construction, Special Panasite, if you can find the same similarity in other books, look at these fortunes in all the readings that you make. It will make your preaching very, very strong because you'll be familiar with what you are saying. So keep this in mind. Every time you are reading, and we said that way that as we take our data, we want Krishna to speak to us. So Krishna is going to speak something that will keep and make that part of our life to help us. You got it today? Most of the answers were not given exactly to the purpose. They were something from other places. I was expecting the answers to come from very best, because all the answers are from there. So I'm going to give you another one, so you can be familiar with reading and try to understand why we should read carefully. I'll tell you something. Read the includes what? Knowledge. Reading.
Understanding. It's like hearing.
Reading. 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 When you take a book, you want to read. What are you trying to do?
Conviction.
Introspection.
Information.
Yes.
Information.
Yes. And if the Lord is speaking, are you not associating with him?
Yes.
Reading means what?
Associating.
Association word with Krishna. Association word. So you want to associate with Krishna. Therefore, it should be casual. The reading should be deep. Because this is association with the Supreme Presence of Godhead. Only that? Only Krishna?
No.
Yes. Only Prabhupada again? Yes. Because in the Prabhupada, Prabhupada has quoted so many acharyas. He won't pop up. So we are associating with all the personalities Prabhupada has put in the Prabhupada. Therefore, reading is not just to look at the book and you know why many people read and when you close the book, you don't remember? Have you had such experience? Right? So, you know the reason? Yeah. Do you know the reason why after we read and after closing the book, we can't remember?
Associate.
Okay, we're not able to associate. Okay, I'm listening.
Because we are launched in our own force, in our own plan.
Yes. Yes.
We are not associated.
Yes. While reading, we are thinking of something else at the same time. Therefore, there is no quality association, no concentration. In other words, it says space out. Right? Space out. But we should do what? Space in. That is really. So space in. That is association. Then the reading becomes very strong. When you want to speak, you will see the potency that will come. Because, see, this book, Prabhupada gave to us, they are not just books, they are directly Krishna, directly Krishna. But all the personalities inside, directly, not different. So let us have good association with Krishna and all his true devotees. That will help us a lot. Because we have good association. And without association, devotional service is not possible. Chita Mahaprabhu, he told, he asked, what is the most painful thing? The most painful thing that should be tolerated. read carefully. Read attentively. Read with your mind. We should read with the mind. Our mind should be engaged in reading. That is association. So I discovered that in your answers that we went somewhere else. So the single problem has given me a purpose. All the questions we ask for one purpose. Now all the answers are not there. So I have gone through all their minds. And I can see this is what is going on. So I will give you a paper by Dr. Sontaine, and you should look at what you have written there. Look at what you have written. And what is not here? We have 2 days today and tomorrow to finish chapter 1. It's a long time for breakfast. And tomorrow we have 2 classes, you know? You are away? I come to my schedule. We have 2 classes. soldiers are already on the battlefield. They are ready. What armies, Calabas and the Panabas, the atmosphere in them times, people are ready to show their strength. So are we ready to show our devotion to Krishna? Are we ready to show our devotion to Krishna? You see what I mean here? Please, how to bring everything to our level. We should not separate ourselves from what is happening. So they are already, the satyas are ready here. The devotees, are we ready for Krishna? This is what is happening. Their blood is hot. So our blood for bhakti is hot. It's pushing us for more devotional service. We are ready for Krishna. That's what is happening. Don't look at 5,000 years. Don't look at 5,000 years. Look at today. In our own situation, this is what is happening. All right? Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Still very silent. Krishna is silent. So all along, Krishna cannot appear. Although he's there in the battlefield, but he's still silent. Watching everything. Analyzing everything. So he's watching. So Krishna is watching to see our devotion. What is our devotion? Krishna is seeing all of us. Please, you should try to understand this. Krishna is watching all of us. What we want to do here as devotees. As he's observing this and is here, organizing everything, he's watching everyone. Nobody is not seen by this. They're all seen by this. Subjects were outside. It was not mixed. Therefore, the conceptual world is different from our present theorist. Yes. It's different. Right? It's not the same. It's different. Only the subjects are here. Because the satyas, they have the faith, they know that if we die fighting, we're going to heaven. This they believe firmly in their heart, but not prediction for a Satriya to die in the hospital. The Satriya dies in the hospital means going to hell. Right? So they take pleasure in fighting, but they don't have Satriya for this purpose. Because Satriyas are fearless. When there is war, they are happy. Because I go to tell Arjuna, this is a wonderful opportunity for you. Why are you hesitating? This is going to tell Arjuna, this philosophy will come in chapter 2. And we're preparing for the philosophy in chapter 2. Krishna was peacefully sitting on Arjuna's chariot. He was sitting there. Watching everything. And on the chariot of Arjuna, who is there?
Hanuman.
Hanuman and Bhima they met before the war. Will be on the chariot of your brother. Means you will be victorious and gain your regained kingdom. Third benediction, he said, where you are fighting and terrorizing your enemies, I will join with your voice and give torture they have their enemies. So Hanuman was very happy to meet his brother. And he was also very happy. So we've got two benedictions. You will regain your kingdom. I will be with you on the chariot. And also help you to fight in your enemies.
Namaste.
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 This is due to the Pandavas and their confidence in Krishna, in Lord Krishna. One who takes character of the Supreme Lord has nothing to fear, even in the midst of the greatest calamity. What is our confidence in Krishna? Our confidence in Krishna? Fear means what? Fear. What does it mean? Sinful. And? Fear means sin. And? Not confident. Not faith in Krishna. We don't really accept that Krishna is supreme as the deity of protection. He's capable of protecting us. It means fear. No faith in this. Simple. Two things. Next one. Careful.
One is simple. Next one.
Faithlessness. 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 No faith. You may hear Krishna is supreme God, Krishna is supreme, Krishna is supreme, but that is also realizing and having that strong faith that yes, it is true. One becomes fearless. So Prabhupada said in the Prophet, this is due to the Pandavas and their confidence in Krishna. One who takes shelter of the Supreme Lord has nothing to fear, even in the midst of the greatest calamity. Yes, the Pandavas are directly communicating with Krishna. In fact, in their own case, they will see Krishna directly, not even hearing about him. They are seeing Krishna directly. So they're supposed to be very, very confident in Krishna's protection. Right? So why are they not?
How to be
confident? Oh, to be confident. Ah. Okay. Have to develop this confidence in Krishna. Hearing. And also see example of those who have been protected by Krishna. For example, Prabhupada. Krishna protected her. Another, Arjun himself. Arjun cannot fight with this way. Arjun cannot fight with Dronacharya. Arjun has equal battle with Karna. But defeated all of them because Krishna. So Krishna protected Arjuna in many ways. Many ways. You see how Krishna protected Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita. In many ways. You remember that Krishna was fighting with that rat. So Arjuna. And the promise was, if I don't kill the grass tomorrow, I will kill myself. But the better play the role that Adamaya was killed. I don't have that very stop. The promise, I will kill you tomorrow, and kill you. And then he fought. He couldn't kill the grass. He couldn't kill the grass. Arjuna wanted to kill himself. So Krishna told him, no. Krishna personally brought the sword back, the sword of the Chakra, and told Arjuna, kill him now. And Jayadratha has his father, who is meditating, protecting him. And he has also given a boon to Jayadratha. Whoever kills him, as soon as his head falls down, the person also will die. Arjuna was not aware of it. But Krishna told Arjuna, now kill him. And don't drop his head now. Send his seed to his father. What is that? Krishna is protecting his duty. So Arjuna took the head of Jayadratha and sent it to his father who was meditating. as soon as the head fell on his back, he caught him off his, and he fell down, he still died. So he had just killed two people at the same time. By the mercy of this, so this man protects his devotees. So the Prabhupada said, no calamity. Every time you go to enter much more. As soon as the driver starts doing Namaste, Namaste, yeah. What is that? Fear. We shouldn't pray for Krishna to protect us from death. We should pray for Krishna to protect us from falling from our devotion. That's the reason to go to pray for Krishna.
Thank you.
himself. And what, wherever the blood is, his eternal servitor, Anakin, and his eternal master, Sita, the goddess of fortune, are present. Therefore, Arjuna has no cause to fear any enemies whatsoever. And therefore, the Lord of the senses of Krishna was personally present to give him direction. Thus, all good counsel was available to him in the matter of his eternal body. In such auspicious conditions, arranged by the Lord, his eternal self watching, lay the signs of a sure victory. A devotee, victory is sure, it's guaranteed, a devotee. So we should be confident in our Krishna consciousness that if we follow as Krishna directing our education, his guiding our intelligence, our senses, not only the devotee should pray to Krishna to take control of our intelligence, our senses, our mind, everything, and use it in his service. In that way, we remain victorious. We are always sure that we will be able to remain fixed in Krishna consciousness. In all circumstances, Krishna is the Lord of the six. Be a devotee. Be a devotee in all circumstances. Be a devotee. Yesterday we talked to Sister Visitanda Saraswati Prabhupada, who said that even if devotional service is full of dangers, don't give it up. Stay there. Even if devotional service is full of difficulties, don't give it up. Stay there. Even if devotional service is full of threats, don't stop. Give it up. Don't give it up. Stay there. Because the end result is wonderful. If you remain a devotee to the end, you're successful. Success is guaranteed. If you remain a devotee to the end, you are sure of success. Rupa Goswami said that Krishna is very, very grateful. Krishna is very, very grateful. Krishna does not forget any service done for him. So pray the last prayer in Sri Upanishad. The last prayer. The last prayer in Sri Upanishad. Sri Upanishad prayer. Last one. Thank you. We are all boatmen, we are a boatman and a boatman. listen, don't forget to check it out. Okay, now I understand. I won't forget you. So Krishna is the supreme boatman. He will take us across. Therefore, we should never give him up. We should remain with Krishna. We should remain a devotee in eternity. Because that is what we are made for. We are devotees. So we should remain a devotee. All circumstances. This text. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. Out of his costless mercy, he was engaged in the service of his friend. He never fails in his affection for his devotees. He never fails in his affection for his devotees. And thus he is addressed in as incredible. Here, he had to carry out the orders of God. And since he did not hesitate to do so, he is addressed as infallible. Although he had accepted the position of the charioteer for the devotee, his supreme position was not challenged. Krishna still maintained his position as the supreme personality of God, even though he's acting. And Arjuna never thought that, okay, now I am Krishna and you are myself. You have become Arjuna and now I am Krishna. Arjuna never thought like that. He knew Krishna, Krishna, and he knows the relationship. In all circumstances, he is the supreme destiny of God, this creation, in all the total senses. He takes greater pleasure in his pure devotees, assuming position of ordering him than he does in being the giver of orders. Since he is master, everyone is under his orders, and no one is above to order him. But when So this way, Christian tradition is glorious, and Adventist tradition is glorious. Do you know how glorious is Christian tradition? Although he's a supreme personality of Godhead, he's appreciating the devotion of his devotee, and that love for Krishna. Love for devotee for Krishna has forced for Krishna to come down from his self-satisfied position. Krishna is Admarama, but he has given it up. Krishna has given that position up because of the devotion of his devotee. It's glorious. And I mean it's glorious. Why? His devotion is so high that the supreme presence of God has come down to be his servant. Just imagine how wonderful it is to be a devotee. Just see the relationship between Krishna and the devotees. So sweet. Nothing can compare to this. Dhyanis cannot come, the Krishna cannot call Dhyani Vatsala or Karmi Vatsala. Krishna is called Bhakta Vatsala. Just see. How sweet it is to be a devotee. How wonderful it is to be a devotee. We shouldn't be a devotee to make Krishna be our servant, right at the end. But bhakti is so powerful, so potent, that Lord Krishna will literally reciprocate the devotion of his devotees by doing something which he cannot do for others. He has come down here to serve his. It means that he is there for us. Krishna is always there for us. Always. Krishna is always there for us. There is no time Krishna is not there. He is always there for his devotees. So we shouldn't be afraid. Ramachandra said, anyone who tells me I am yours, that very moment, he said, become mine. Not the next moment, that very moment will tell you, Krishna, I am yours. It's not theoretical, but from the heart. This way, he just comes to Krishna and said, please, my onward, I am yours. All our problems. Krishna will accept us. Are we not part and parcel of Krishna? Are we not part and parcel of Krishna? So what does it mean that we have to come again and tell Krishna and yours? Why did we need to do that? Krishna does not know. Krishna didn't know that we're his part and parcel. So why do we have to go and tell him Krishna and yours? Yes. Our problem in myself here is our little independence. Our little independence is the cause of our problem. So when we willingly tell our Krishna, please, my free will, my independence is my problem, accept it and help me to manage it for me, I become very intelligent. The Krishna said yes. And Krishna will not forget that. He always gives his attention to us. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. 9:29. that service to me. I will give that person special attention. Special. Although I'm able to everyone, I maintain everyone, but those who surrender to me, who have accepted me as such, I will give them special attention. Like a baby who cries, the mother gives attention to that child and goes on crying. Although she's a mother for all of them. But she gives attention to the baby who's crying. So Krishna gives attention to those who have come to me and said, I am yours. Someone's property, you should have independence. Huh? If you're someone's property, you have independence?
No.
No. You belong to the person. So now, giving ourselves to Krishna means that now we have to act as Krishna. As Krishna? As Krishna?
One.
Yes. What is the definition of pure property? Not so devotion. That's what you mean. What is the definition of pure bhakti? Translation. Translation. Devotional service develops. When pure devotional service develops, then one will be sunya. Sunya what? Karma. Devoid of material desires. Jnana. Speculative knowledge. Adi. Others like mystic perfection, desire to go to heaven. One will be 100% devoid of this. And then what remains? Then one must act as Krishna desires. Not as we desire. It is now as Krishna wants, not as we want. That is pure Krishna says. So as we have given ourselves to Krishna, now we have to act for Krishna. Who would you must answer? Last part of the purport, Sakhavasa, it was was also a fact that he wanted to see to make an estimate of the strength which he had to face. Although he was quite confident of victory because Krishna was sitting by his side. So Arjun conquered point 22, 24 and 25. Sandhya Vacha
Evam
Puktur Sikesho
Evam Puktur Sikesho
Ura Keshema Bharata in this verse, Arjuna is referred to as Buddha Kesh. Buddha Kesh means sleep. One who conquers sleep is called Buddha Kesh. Sleep also means ignorance. So Arjuna conquered both sleep and ignorance because of his friendship with Krishna. As a great devotee of Krishna, he will not forget Krishna even for a moment. Because that is the nature of a devotee. Either in waking or in sleep, a devotee of the Lord can never be free from thinking of Krishna's name, form, qualities, and pastimes. Thus, a devotee of Krishna can conquer both sleep and ignorance, simply by thinking of Krishna. Arjuna's purpose in placing the child in the knees of the hands. Because he did so and spoke as follows. After Krishna took Arjuna to the middle of the hands, what did he do? So now, hold on. I have got you. So, what do you want to do now? Okay, very good. Do or you die? Very good. But is that a new situation? Adil was. It's not going to be. He started building a different sentiment for Krishna. So Krishna said, see, you are the son of my auntie. Therefore, I have desired to help you. We are child play. And after I have accepted this, what do you want to do with me? What do you want to do with me? It is not good for you. It is not good for you to abandon the sins. It is not good for you to abandon the personal sins. Therefore, what is the use of their looking at them? What is the use? Now you are seeing and your mind have changed. What is the use of that? You should just do it. As the Guru is telling you to do, just follow. The Sushant Master is telling you to do, do it. Then you'll be successful. Otherwise, you can't continue. Do your good thing.
Son of Kunti, Arjuna saw all these different grades of friends and relatives. He became overwhelmed with compassion and spoke thus.
every challenge has come before you. Now, the taste of our devotion to me, the taste of our devotee, this is the beginning. When we are faced with challenges, difficult situations, some temptations, some tests are there. Beginning as a time to prove what kind of a devotee we are. When things are going very nicely, every person can function. If you want to know who is actually your friend, you can know that one minute at a time you have difficulty with your God. Those who are not faithful to the world, but those who are faithful to the world. So Adon is facing challenges. He has a battle to fight. The time to decide what one could do with our life to decide. But all that is happening. There's some things in our emotional life, there's something we call the dark night of the soul. You understand? The dark night of the soul. That night of the soul. A time when everything seems to go wrong. Everything is going wrong. Whatever you try, even you write the special master, they know it right. they have written all of life. Everybody seems to be against you. Everybody you turn back, it's only disappointment. Because whatever decision you make at that time becomes a future. Your future, that is a future. Either is negative or positive. So the best time in our life to choose if this man we want or this man we want. Sabine is facing that problem there. He is here with heavy weight warriors. They are not just warriors. They are grandfathers, teachers, relatives. They are not just enemies that we have to be angry with and fight. To fight with somebody must be angry, you must have something in mind. I am going to serve you as child of life, but now you are about to give up your desire to fight. Krishna took you and said, him and in any means I mean. Does Krishna confirm the mind of Arjuna? Sandhya mentioned this to Sarastra. Sarastra decided to think, oh, this is very good. It's very good. I didn't know what to fight. That means now my children rejoice automatically in the world. Yes, this is very, very good. But Sandhya frustrated his. He Arjuna has started giving the reasons why he should not fight. All the reasons Arjuna have given, you can make them fight. One is compassion. Arjuna has deep compassion for those he is about to kill. And therefore he does not want to kill. As compassion, he doesn't want to kill. Two, this is good reason. Compassion is good. But compassion has two sides. Are there material compassion or spiritual compassion? How do you distinguish the two? How do you distinguish the two? Which is material compassion and which is spiritual compassion? Yes. Yes, that's an example of Prabhupada gave. A drowning man. If you remove the coat, you are not saving the person. So the spiritual compassion is the soul, not the body. Or somebody challenged the Prabhupada. Why are you not doing like Krishna mission, or yes. Why are you not doing that? What is this? What is the sign that you care for the society? So Prabhupada said, we see a boy loitering in the street. Person comes and says, oh, I know your father. I know your father. Please come with me. And he takes the child to the father, which of them is the best?
Father.
Why?
Father will take care of
you. The father will take care of you for life. The person has no to give you clothes to them. Charity, the things we don't like to use again. Do not allow whole church. That's how we think the people. But your father will marry you, do clothes for the market. So it's different. So Christian will not give us used item, will give us fresh. Fresh. Maintenance. Because Christian does. So Prabhupada said that is what I'm doing. I'm taking all these devotees to their original father, Krishna. Spend the best thing on me. And that is a mirror. No one else is doing that. Another example. If someone is in a cell and you just come there and say, oh, don't worry, my friend, don't worry. This is food for you. Don't worry. Just stay here. Just stay here. Just take your food. Don't worry. It is like that. Right? Charity, that's what it means. Taking care of God's body, that's what it means. Just stay here in my circle and continue to suffer. I will come and give you things that will make you stay back again. It's material. Spiritual compassion means that we are dealing with the soul. We are liberating the soul from material confinement. And the soul is going back and back to God. Oh, tell them I please acknowledge. So that is compassion. Abdul is having compassion here, not for the soul. This is not to tell him that in chapter 2. He's having compassion here, just said, if the Satriyas were to protect a kid, then women will not be protected by the Satriyas. We have identity to protect. There will be unnecessary mixture. That would be the problem. He was concerned about it. The third reason I was afraid of sin that would come out of it. Afraid of sin that will come. A devotee should not be afraid of reactions. Simple reactions. Why? Krishna will take care of that. If you act for Krishna, if Krishna said, do this and do it, the problem will not come to us. Probably go to Krishna. For example, we cook food, which is boga. We offer to Krishna. Is that an offense? Anything wrong with that? Krishna take it and return back personal. So Krishna, I don't know this, so I don't tell Krishna. If we have to kill, really eating wonderful bread because I would get all these things for their sins, and I'm shocked. So Krishna, you killed them yourself. Now what you mean that? Because you are the supreme lord. And Krishna looked at him. A quick reason is indecision. I don't know, I was not sure whether you should fire or you should not fight. He was not sure if I should remain a devotee or I should not remain a devotee. Should I give up practice or I should continue? Like, sometimes we have our favorite. Things we are attached to, but try before we take off the shine of success. Maybe our mother knows it's my daughter or my son. Nice. Approach of it. And on your bed day, your mother sends that to you. Challenges we will meet or have or experience as we are practicing Krishna consciousness. What is challenges? So it is not just a word that plays out as a place of God. This is a word that is constantly going on in our consciousness. Where they will say that our consciousness are part of it. Where we are. speaking to convince Vishnu why he should not fight. So Vishnu Chakravarti said that Arjuna was thinking, I will win the battle but I will suffer greatly. Because those I will kill will be elevated to the sun planet, but I will become. But no good reaction will come to me. I have killed so many people. As Satriyas, they will be elevated. But the simple reaction of all these people I've killed. There is no good in me. Therefore, I will fight. Then Arjuna addressed Krishna as Janarda, the maintainer of the living entities. When he called him, Arjuna said, you are the maintainer of the living entities. Why do you want to kill those whom you are maintaining? You, Janardhan, should do it yourself. Because you have not seen. But if I do, then I will have to suffer the sinful effects. When he is afraid of what I see. Do we think the same way? Do we think before we do things? Do we look at our actions before we do? And the Jews is very careful. He doesn't want to do things come to him. This is one of the things. To take control of our time. I think we need to describe emotional service in two modes. Ignorance, passion, and goodness. And he said, emotional service is a mode of goodness. The people who practice a mode of goodness, they are afraid of sin. But they know the consequences of sinful activity. Therefore, they take to Christian consciousness so that they will not your sin. It is not pure. Pure devotional service has no reason. There is no reason. But at least you should be in the mode of goodness to begin devotional service. Dharma Buddha, Sna, Asota Tina, Kuti. Some of the people who do this, Bakhtin, Param, Sadhu Padi, Bidhu, Tom, Tapa, Gilma. This is the case of Sevanam Bhakti Chate. Devotional service begins from Dharma Buddha Path. When we do things naturally for personal satisfaction, without considering whether it is good or bad, we are naturally doing things for Krishna, just for Krishna, not for ourselves. When it is for ourselves, then we have to consider it many times. But if it is for Krishna, no consideration. Yes. Yes. Krishna consciousness activities of karma. Yes. Sri Goswami said what? Akarma sarvakaram va moksha. Musha karma udarati chitprita bhakti yogina rejita purusham param chitprita. Bhakti chitprita. Strong devotion. Not lazy devotion. Strong devotion. See, Sri Goswami is advising. Udarati. Karma, or moksha karma, or sarva karma, doesn't matter. Go to Krishna. Why? Because Krishna considers, before Krishna gives us something, he considers, if I give this thing to him, I will be benefited. Devigo will never consider that. He's giving his check. Go away. Give me a chance. Krishna will do that. Krishna There's nothing like Christian not answering anyone's prayer. There's nothing like that. There is nothing like Krishna is not answering your prayers. No, there's nothing like that. Even Krishna's silence is an answer. Krishna is keeping silence is an answer to our prayer. It's nothing like all Krishna doing answer to prayer. Nothing is coming. Oh, that is our ignorance. That is our ungratefulness. It's not. Krishna answers all prayers. Why we think like this is because we want Krishna to do at our own time. What is our time? Our time is not the best. But Krishna's time is the best. So he knows what to do for us. That will give us the ultimate benefit. So Krishna's time is the best. And those who are intelligent, they wait for Krishna's time. So it's the Bhagavad Gita is the best. Those who patiently wait for Krishna, all the while, directing all the difficulties. For them, Krishna Loka becomes their rightful claim. Krishna Loka becomes their rightful claim. They will inherit Loka. Those who patiently wait for Krishna all the while, doing their sadhana very nicely, expecting. This is like how I have to face it, no problem. But I am very sure Krishna will answer my prayer. They will inherit the kingdom of God. For those who
Please note, tomorrow there will be the same schedule.